You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A story caught our eye this morning. We thought we would share it with you because who doesn't like to talk about crappy neighbors?
Everybody has them, right? Everybody has a crappy neighbor.
Speaking of 6666, Neighbors from Hell has in the past been a big segment on this show. We are opening up our phones right now and our text line, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649, so we can talk about the neighbors that you, in your past, or maybe even currently, neighbors that absolutely drive you out of your mind. But here's why it came up, because they went out and surveyed people, and they found that half of us have at least one neighbor that we would encourage to move away if there was a polite way we could do it. And half of us have also considered moving ourselves just to get away from a bad neighbor.
Yeah.
And this is where Dom raises his hand, because I did move, not entirely because of a neighbor, but they were, I'd say, at least a third of the decision. Was I probably could use a different house. There's this, but that neighbor, I want to get away from.
You got to get away from. Yeah, our last move 3 years ago was a combination of about 40 neighbors. We wanted out of the entire neighborhood because all of our neighbors were slobs. So that was the number one decision why we moved out of our neighborhood. But going back to that story, what's the polite way to ask your neighbor to move? I don't quite get that. We'd encourage them to move if there was a polite way to do it. Nancy, you should move on. It's time for you to downsize. You deserve it.
It could be a thing of talking about downsizing. It could be, hey, do you realize how much your house has increased in value? You've been here much longer than I have. You probably have got $1 million in equity sitting
there. Yeah,
you
need to go somewhere sunny. Avoid the winters now. Get out of here.
See, those are all polite ways of doing it.
I did post on my Facebook this morning, what neighbor would you choose to move away? And multiple comments already. I mean, a ton. Again, because everybody has that neighbor. I do like Brenda. She says the one that she wants to move away is the one that never talks to anyone and hides in their house. And then the reply right after that, I dream of those neighbors.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see where that's bad at all.
Why
those,
is that
Those are
a
the
problem?
Best ones, the ones that
Wait
keep to
minute.
Themselves.
So she thinks it's a bad neighbor
because
they
don't
interact?
Talk to anybody. They stay in their house and they leave people alone.
God.
Brenda, you're crazy.
I'm with the person who commented on Brenda's comment that I would give anything for those. In fact, I only have two real neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
In my part of the neighborhood, there's only three houses, me, two other people. You can't even see any other houses. And one of them, so-so. And the other ones, though, are you never see them.
That's nice.
Rarely. In almost 3 years, I have had three conversations with
them.
That's
the best. That's great.
And it's been pleasant each time. So that sounds like a dream. But what about the neighbors from hell? What are they doing that makes you either want them to move or it makes you want to move?
I guess even if they're just super annoying, Stephanie wrote in, she says, I want the one to move away that pops over my fence to say hi every time he hears us outside. He's also the same one that'll just walk through my gate into my backyard every time he wants to talk. That would get so old and so annoying. I was like, I just want to be out in my backyard barbecuing. Leave me alone, Stan.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
We're starting to tiptoe into territory that it was part of my decision to move that I told you about. Some of those kinds of things.
It's funny, though, because like Stephanie's mad because the neighbor is far too friendly.
But I see what Stephanie's saying, because there's friendly, and then there is crossing a boundary.
Well, I get
friendly.
It. Yeah, like he's going in the back gate, but essentially popping his head up like Wilson from Home Improvement. You know, hey, neighbor.
I've had neighbors in my past who have come to my house when they saw I had a party and asked if they could join.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
What'd you say? No.
No.
No, go home.
I did. I said no. I said, no, this is like work, people. It's a special thing.
You
so.
Wouldn't know anybody.
And they're like, you sure? And I was like,
go home.
Bye.
Pretty sure. You must have lost my invite, one of those.
That takes some chutzpah right there, right? To come and ring a bell and say, can I join your party?
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
No.
No name on this one. Please put your name on your... Oh, wait a minute. It's Ed.
Yeah.
Ed says we're moving to Tucson to get away from several neighbors who think they own the whole street, racing their ATVs up and down the street, blocking the street to have their fire pit parties in the middle of the road, and the blasting of fireworks all year long.
Oh, those people.
Those people.
I'm with you, Ed.
I'm right there with you. In fact, Tucson might not be far enough away.
Yeah, you need to go to Alaska.
We got some more that are coming in.
Tia says the one that reported us to the HOA when the kids hung their pool towels on the patio to dry. Apparently, we aren't supposed to use the patio as a clothesline. Got a letter a week after the towel incident, and they were brought back inside. Well, if they were out there for a week, maybe, but... I do like this one from Lindsay, the neighbor that she wants to move, the one behind us who yells for her cat, Boomer, at the top of her lungs to come eat every day at least three times a day. Boomer! 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 That is annoying.
It really is.
So annoying.
Jessica in Denver, she goes, my neighbor, who I've only talked to maybe five times in 2 years, invited us to her baby shower the day before it was going to happen. She goes, I don't know these people.
Yeah,
but
that's
a free gift grab.
It sure
Jessica.
Is. Get a box of diapers out of it. Come on now.
Let's take a quick call here. From what I'm told by Josh, Mary is using a fake name. You're
Smart.
Trying to protect your identity, Mary.
Smart
we
move.
Get that. We get it.
Yes, definitely.
What do you want to talk about? Tell us about the neighbors.
I think they've lived by us for like a year or two, and over the last year or two, they've collected two different cars with dead tags, and they're broken down, and they won't move them, even though they're paying fines for them. Yeah.
Well, have you told them to move them? Have you reported them to the county?
No.
Well, get on it, girl.
The neighbor's not very nice, so we don't...
I think you can do it anonymously.
No.
You probably could, but...
See, now, Mary, you're hitting on a solid point here, because a lot of times people are very worried about retaliation on something. What's going to happen?
Right.
These people could be really crazy, and so I don't want, you know, them to come over and, you know...
Slash my tires.
Yeah, that.
Or my throat.
Exactly. Yeah.
We are glad you called. Mary,
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you for being on the show. Listen to this note from Paula. She says, I had to laugh when you mentioned politely asking a neighbor if they'd like to move. She says, my husband did that about 2 years ago with one of our next door neighbors. They never took care of their yard. The place looked like a dump. My husband saw the guy at the mailbox and told him that patio homes are great because you never have to do any outside maintenance like lawn care.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Hey!
The guy put his house on the market about a month later. She goes, seriously, it worked.
So tell me more about these patio homes you speak of. That sounds great.
I have to admit, see, this is one of the reasons for several years I lived in a patio home.
Yeah.
For that exact
reason. Low maintenance, man.
Yeah, it didn't share a wall. I mean, it was a standalone home. But, you know, the HOA took care of all the yard work, all the everything. It's like, I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's easy peasy.
Another quick call. Here's Nicole, who's been holding. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
We're doing
We've got great
well.
Neighbors.
Yeah. The survey says that at least half of people have thought about moving away because of a neighbor. What have you got for us?
So I actually moved into a neighborhood where it was a lot of older couples. Me and my husband moved in, and our neighbor, she is retired, which is great. And my husband and I have full-time jobs. And when we didn't rake our leaves fast enough, she tried to tell us, oh, well, you know, somebody's going to come and post a letter on your door for the
mm-hmm.
HOA.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no HOA in our neighborhood.
She's the HOA. She's going to post the letter.
That's what I said. I was like, posting the letters.
Yep.
That's classic.
Yep. Did you ever get a letter?
Yeah. No, I did not, but I definitely received leaf bags from her because she's like, oh, I was just thinking about you. Here you go.
Oh, my God. I want to do that with my neighbor, honestly, because they have a tree that gets leaves all over my yard.
Yeah, that's pretty slick.
She's bringing you leaf bags. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
That's mighty bold.
Yeah, and it was just like on a random day, she rang my doorbell. I was like, here.
These were on sale. Mm-hmm.
And because your yard looks so crappy, Nicole, we thought you needed some trash.
Yeah, that's funny.
That was the message.
What a busybody, huh?
Oh, that's great. Thank you for calling us. We appreciate you spending your mornings with your boys, Nicole. Thank you.
Of course, thank you.
See you later. Clean up those leaves. Don's we're done here. No, we're done here.
I stopped it. Now you got to tell me.
There's a bunch that just came in. Don says the neighbor that keeps using her water to wash his car. So he's going over and pulling her hose over and washing his car. What?
That's actually pretty good.
That's crazy. A lot of people with little yappy dogs. And then Juanita says the neighbor that she wants to move is the one with 3 trucks, 2 trailers, 2 cars, 5 dogs, and a pig. And they're always out arguing in their hot tub.
That might be the winner, right? That or the hose, which is...
The hose. Where my hose at?